laying needles in the quarter because he can. Bossman in the BAM.
Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good morning. Happy hump day and welcome to Drive Time. Good morning to each of you in. First thing this morning, Elisa Finley Hart, Tracy Miller, Daniel Smith, Steve Layton. Good morning, Steve. Congratulations on your grandson being born. Enjoyed reading your post on Facebook first thing this morning. Ken and I were just talking about it. I know you and Vivian are excited and glad that Mama and newly born grandson are doing well and excited to for all of you, and look forward to meeting him when he makes his first trip to the B-Town.
Yeah, congratulations, Steve. That's I know y'all are excited, and get ready. They say having a grandbaby is worse than, not worse, but you all over them or you are your own. So that's what I've always heard. I don't know if that's the truth or not, but I've always heard that. So
I hope it's several years before you and I find
out. I do too.
It
several.
Needs to be. It needs to be.
I mean several. A
couple of decades.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning, Rodney Williamson, Super Dave in. Good morning, David Padgett. Rachel Caprivi in as well. Good morning, Rachel. Miss Mitchell, good morning to you. Kathy Tolan, good morning. Susan Rose, Lauren Hawthorne, Donna Weaver. Good morning to all of you guys. Jeff Wilson in also, Sarah Williamson in, John Commander, and there he is, the T-Bone. Good morning, and welcome to Drive Time, and happy hump day Wednesday, the best day of your life.
The best day of your life. That's, tell you what, it's looked like it's a beautiful Wednesday out here today.
I'll tell you what, it's how quick did it get cold yesterday?
Man, it got cold.
I mean, it was just beautiful during the middle of the day. I mean, borderline warm, actually perfect. And then all of a sudden, about 5 o'clock, it started going the other way, and it went quick.
Right.
If you didn't have a sleeve on last night, you were feeling it. If you were outside.
Morning, Kathy Tolan, Hot Rod, Sarah Williamson, I think you said Kim and Jeff Wilson in.
Oh,
Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Booker.
Good morning, Booker.
Rebecca Whitfield, good morning to you. But yeah, I tell you, it got cold real fast. I walked out here yesterday evening and turned back around, walked back in, and said, who turned on the air conditioner outside? Because yesterday morning, it wasn't anywhere close to that.
I think the sun's going to shine all day today, but it's going to be windy as well. Is that correct?
It's supposed to be windy, yes.
Gust up to maybe 40 miles an hour?
That's what the Weather Channel said. So, you know, I don't know.
That'll move some pollen around, won't it?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you what. You sound a lot better, though.
I feel 1,000 times better. Two days ago, I was struggling.
Yeah, sounds like you might have gotten over your little bout with it.
Well, I'm still taking some meds. Had a friend reach out and hook me up, and I feel a lot better.
You didn't go under the needle?
No.
Or any type cream?
No. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I think this is fair. They do this at all the events. Assuming I get cleared medically to participate in the 109, I want after race doping tests to take place. I don't care if we get Mike Thompson, we can get Wheezy and Sherry up there.
Well,
first choice drug testing with Ing, Uncle Ing, maybe even three different companies doing it to see what's what. Because,
wow.
Needles is kind of old school way of doing it. The creams and the gels are now, what I understand, the method of choice.
Wow.
And I want that in place just to make sure that everything's on the up and up.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. As long as they don't test for pepperoni or glaze. I'm going to be good.
Oh, man. There's the Blade in. Good morning, Blade.
Good morning, Blade.
Good morning, Rachel. Yeah. So you want the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency there or some form
of agent
of,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, Uncle Ing.
Why not? Wheezy Joyner and Sherry could come down and do it.
Sure.
Mike Thompson could do it. I'm cool with all three doing it.
I know, I take samples.
I know I won't test hot.
Yeah. Good morning, Joseph Jr. Yeah, so if that happens, well, let me ask you this. So what happens if somebody comes up and things aren't exactly what they're supposed to be?
The event's going to be streamed, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Assuming I get cleared medically.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, I mean,
we'll have the results there. I think the if I'm correct, the testing results are almost immediate.
Well, some are, yeah. Depending on how deep you want to dive into it. I mean, you go back to some of that cycling stuff, and you know those guys were actually doing blood transfusions, and so there's a little bit more than just a. You know, come over here and let's use this cup and shake it and see what's in it.
Well, I would say if a guy chooses to spend 30 minutes of his day laying in a tanning bed, I would think that tests should be are warranted.
Good morning, point. Cindy Fleming. Good to see you this morning. I'm with you there. I'm
tanning bed.
Well, you saw what I told him this morning about that.
Just silly.
A tanning bed.
Just silly.
I can't lie. I want to see him. If he's been in a tanning bed, I'd like to see him. Number one, I'd like to know what his work schedule is. We were kind of talking about that before we went on. I'd like to know what his work schedule is.
Best I can tell, he puts in an hour and 10 minutes a day.
And that's it. That's a pretty good gig.
If you follow him on social media, that's what it appears to be.
That's a pretty good gig. I'm going to tell you what, when I grow up, I want to be just like Burnham.
You'll have a lot of second place finishes.
Good morning, Allison Foster, Connie Baggett, Brooke Young, and Jeff. Not everyone has that olive skin. I will tell you something. I love the pic that Father Ted put out last night of you out in the front. Of course, Bentley said that she was cropped out of the picture.
She was, and she was also behind me.
Well,
along with Brett, along with Ron Moody, along with Miss Chun, Stephen Paul.
I don't know
who everybody else that was on the track.
I don't know who you were running from, but it looked like you were having a good time doing it.
I was getting down.
So you had to be out in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So, you looked like you were having a big time doing what you were doing.
Well, I was, I think, maybe 10 in that picture.
I guess, like, I'm kind of confused by Father Ted somewhat.
Well, I'm not.
Well, I mean, I am because one minute I think, man, this guy's taking, team T-Bone.
He's team T-Bone all the way.
Okay. Well, I've been a little confused by that. So, boat show this weekend at the wharf. Weather's supposed to be amazing. And I'll tell you what, I've been to one of those boat shows down there and there are a pile of boats to look at. Good morning, Spike Maxwell.
Good morning, to see you this morning. He was out with had dinner with his mother last night at David's Catfish. I was there as well. Really? It was nice to see he and his mom out.
That's right. Good to see you. Taylor Zimmerman, good morning.
They enjoyed their meal. Good morning, Taylor.
Good morning, Edith. Edie Kelly in this morning. And, it's funny to see Spike there. As we was just talking about Gucci yesterday.
Yeah.
And his lack of, you say he's going to be team T-Bone.
He has to be. Class of 90. They're going to stick together.
I don't know, though, man. You know, he's one of those practical guys. I'm still talking around and asking, trying to find out about this footage. That may be or may not be around. So, you know.
Dallas back in.
Yeah.
Chew toy.
I like this whole hashtag team DJ.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah. I think that if we're going to be, going to take it to that level. And now, I want to say this as well. For those of you that haven't watched this, you have to see the, all the check-ins at all these different places. Hey, how about that? The first bluefin ever for the Breathe Easy and Patrick. Did you see that fish?
I did not.
Holy cow. Was it 611 pounds, Rachel, I think is what they said or what it was. Now, let me tell you something about bluefin. Bluefin is way more rare than a yellowfin tuna.
Is it a member of the bass family?
No.
Okay.
No, no. Are you a sushi eater?
I have eaten sushi, yes. I would not say that I'm a sushi eater, but I have eaten it.
Well, yellowfin tuna is people love sushi love yellowfin tuna. And I can tell you right now, bluefin tuna is even better than that. Yeah, 611 pounds caught on a 50 wide reel. That's saying something.
Okay.
I mean, I'm telling you, that's not that big a tackle to be catching a 611-pound fish on.
Do you catch that kind of fish out in the pass, or do you have to get on out there?
No. You're out in the blue water.
Okay.
You're out in the big water.
Let me tell you something.
You would have to be tranquilized. Or up in the cabin where you couldn't see anything that was going on. Now, I will say this. The company that was on that boat would have had you talked in to going out there and doing it, because Bo Jackson caught that fish.
Oh, really? I did see that fish. Is that what that was?
Yes.
No, I did see that.
Yes.
And I was wondering, the guy with him in the picture, I was wondering if that was his nephew who was signed with Auburn. It looked a lot like him in terms of resemblance. It looked a lot like him, Rachel, the kid from Hoover High School.
Rachel May can tell us that. I'm not sure.
Good morning, Wheezy. Hunter Harp in.
150 miles offshore, DJ.
Okay, yeah. Ooh. No.
Oh, listen, you're going to tell me the chance to go out and fish with Bo Jackson, you just sat on the sidelines for that?
I'd catch him when he got back.
I find that hard to believe.
I'd catch him when he got back.
As big a, yeah, it was his nephew.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good morning, Miss Peggy. Good to see you. Wendy Lisenby. There's Wheezy in. Good morning, Miss...
Paul Crumpin in.
I saw that, but it kicked by so fast. Good morning, Paul. Good to see you. I don't know if you're back across the big pond or not, but... good to see you, Janie. Miss Janie, good to see you. Keith Lisby, good morning. And look at that, DJ. Graduated early and is already enrolled and practicing.
He's supposed to be a good one. Certainly a good bloodline.
Is he a running back?
He's a wide receiver.
Oh, well.
Hoover High School.
Can he run?
I imagine he can pick him up and put him down pretty good.
He's got the bloodline, don't he?
Yeah.
That's one of them, you know, people talk about it. I always, in dog circles, you know, oh, he's full-blooded.
Yeah.
You know, got papers on him. He's a full-blooded one.
Had an interesting share with me this morning, and of course, we love to take different opportunities to recognize the young people and in our area that do great things, or have family members living in our area that we can draw an association to. And I had we mentioned last week, of course, we've talked several times about Hunter Britton and JoJo Booker and Tyler Joyner and all the kids we have all doing things on the baseball field.
Ooh.
I made mention a couple of weeks ago about a young lady from the Flemington area that played Little League during that same time span and actually struck Hunter out in a game.
Yes.
At the Y Park.
Yes.
I'm sure she faced Booker as well. Booker was playing in East Bruton, in Flemington, East Bruton, and Bruton did a lot of interleague play back in those days.
Sure.
And I had he sent to me, I did not have her name or could not recall her name, Hannah Fillmore. She is now at Spring Hill College. She hit her first collegiate home run this past weekend in a tournament they were in. So,
wow.
Excited for Hannah. She was a great basketball player there at Flemington. Graduated about 3 years ago, maybe.
Now, which Fillmores are her parents?
It's not Basil.
Okay.
I'm not sure of her mother and father's name. I would know them if I saw them because I've seen them at several games down through the years.
Right.
But Hannah Fillmore was a great basketball, volleyball, softball player there at Flemington a couple of years ago.
Wow.
Now on scholarship at Spring Hill, and excited to see her doing so well. But, yeah, she got Hunter. Got one of the killer bees back in the day.
I was there. Book said that's her cousin.
Okay. Well, there you go.
There you go.
It runs in her blood, too, then.
Yeah, well, she's got
good bloodline.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Good morning, Pam and Driscoll in this morning. Hal Whitman and Hazel. Good morning, Hazel.
They're Greg and Tracy Ritchie. Is her maiden name Greg and Tracy Fillmore?
That's what I thought. I thought that was correct. I know Greg's brother is the one putting in the Kevin is the one putting in the arena down at O'Bannon.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're.
I've seen some pictures of that. It looks nice.
Yeah,
it's like it's going to be nice.
They're putting a permanent
arena in.
Arena in down there.
That'd be great.
Good morning, Lisa Finley Hart. Thanks for that info. And
we've already established that this is a family reunion.
Every time
we plug in and go hot, this is a family reunion. Anytime any of you are aware of outstanding things going on with any of our people, if you would pass them forward, we would love to celebrate and recognize it.
That's
here
right.
In this forum. And
good morning, Stan
Whitehead.
We certainly
try to
Danny
pass
Moy.
Along as we come along as we come across it. Please feel free to
and anybody affiliated with people.
Yeah.
We love to promote that.
We've established that everything runs through B-Town.
That's right.
So we're going to be connected in some form or fashion, some way. I think it was Kevin Bacon who said that we are all connected worldwide by 6 degrees or 7 degrees, whatever it is. If you're from Brute, it's 2.
No, that's right. You know,
it's 2 degrees.
Speaking of that, we had a chance to sit and
good
visit
morning,
yesterday with... Hey, you have a great great Wednesday as well, Rachel.
See you, Rachel.
Jersey Rick in. There's Amy Black. Amy's been telling my wife that my daughter's going to have curly hair.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm...
Look who's in.
I'm Look at there.
There she is.
Yeah, we were. It's funny. We were just fixing. We had a chance to sit and visit with none other than Miss Lori Duke Woodard yesterday. And
how much fun was that?
Had a big time. Had a big time.
I don't know if we ever got to why she was really there. We just enjoyed fellowshipping and talking.
I don't know that it mattered. Did it?
It did not. I mean, could have sat there the rest of the afternoon. Yeah, it was great to see her.
It was. And one of the things that we talked about was how there's so many characters and stories from Bruton, and none of them are made up. They're all the truth.
Yeah. And you don't have to juice them a bit.
No. And that's the thing about living here or being from here is that we've grown up with all these characters, and we ask her, you know, are there characters like that where you live now? Of course, Lori, you know, being from here and, graduating from here and everything. And she said, no, they're not. So, hey, that's great news, Danny. Danny's starting back to work today. Great news. Glad to hear that.
You know, and I think this is probably true for most people, as you get a little older, I'm certainly don't consider myself an old person, but I'm a little older. And when you see familiar faces or you see old friends, and it could be for the first time in years, that's probably the first face-to-face interaction I've had with Lori, and I don't know when. But it just, the feeling that you get, and it kind of goes through your body in terms of getting to see those people and understanding they are a part of who you are and a part of your past, and you certainly hope that you did the same for them. It just makes you feel good. Y'all see Ricky Perry come in here. I don't get to see Ricky that often anymore. I love Ricky Perry. I see Ron Kennedy. I can't tell you the last time I saw him, but he was a part of my childhood, a big part of my childhood. And that's what I love most about this show is just the reconnection with everybody. Hazel Wood, when's the last time we saw Hazel?
Man, I hadn't seen Hazel in years.
And I feel like, I mean, he's in here with us every morning. We get a chance to interact. Jeff Wilson's in here every morning, and so many others. Rachel Capper, of course, has already been in and left. And it's just, I don't know. I love it. I think if you participate in Drive Time, when we leave, it's just hard to go shoot up a school. Because of the mindset that you're in. I mean, I don't know. It's just feel good. This is a feel good show. I like it.
Good morning, Barbara Barnes. Yeah, Laura says she left there happy, laughing and smiling. Well, listen, when you left, we were doing the same thing.
Really enjoyed the visit. Lori, we did. Look forward to the next one.
We did enjoy it, and we do look forward to the next one. And speaking of being from here, and, you've
got it, Hayes. We'll fly you. We might even fly him in.
Yeah, we'll do. We can
get
Chip
to pay for it.
Sure. Sure.
Indiana.
Yeah. But speaking of adopted sons or adopted Bruton people, how about that blog that Sean Deitch? I know you spoke about it a little bit yesterday morning. I had a chance to read it, and so did about 3,000 or 4,000 other people as they shared it that many times. If you haven't read that blog about Bruton, you need to. Because I'll tell you what, that was...
He nailed it.
And this is from a guy who just married into Bruton.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
But he has a way with words.
Has a way with words, and it couldn't have been said any better.
No. And I'm going to tell you this. Good morning, Trevor Youngblood.
Team Tony in the house. Welcome, Youngblood. Good morning, Jim Baggett. Dylan Etheridge in also. Good morning, Dylan. One of my guys.
I want to tell you this. I want to reach out to Jamie, to Sean. I'd love to sit down and do a, if you want to call it a documentary or whatever, a 30 for 30 on him.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I think instead of him doing it, let somebody else do it from their perspective.
Yeah.
Not their perspective. Use his, but I'll tell you what, man, that guy is a very, very talented guy. I'm not going to lie to you. There's so many comments on it. I didn't comment on it because my Facebook feed would have been blown up all night long.
Yeah.
The comments were coming so fast that it was crazy.
We're going to get him. We are going to get him here in the driver's seat one day soon.
I like what he said about how he was going to give away his books for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he said he the next day it was, what was it? He had 100 and what was it? 90s?
It was, I can't remember the number.
190 something emails, people from Bruton wanting that book. So
if you don't follow him, you're going to want to.
You need to. Sean Deitch
on Facebook. He is good stuff.
And if you like podcasts, Sean of the South.
Good morning, Sarge.
Good morning, Sarge.
Alicia Nelson in also. Good morning, Alicia. Her husband Ray, a good friend of ours.
That's right.
You see Baggett, let's call it a 31 for 31.
I saw that. 31 for 31. Well, that kind of works with Highway 31 right here in front of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, it does.
That's a pretty good idea, Baggett. I like that. We'll have to credit you in the credits of that deal.
Yes, sir.
Instead of Jeff Spicoli.
And Burnham wouldn't do that,
no,
by the way.
Well, that's what I was
You see who
he credits with all his credits that he runs.
Mr. Hine.
Spicoli.
Mr. Miyagi. He's been on it. Gus Malzahn's been on some of his credits.
He has.
He's all about me. I can tell you that. He's a me guy.
Yeah. So, you know, by the way, he was supposed to be here this morning.
Who?
He and Mitt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And he...
We miss Mitt.
Yeah, but due to his grueling workout...
Tanning schedule.
He was unable to make it. I think it was the tanning bed. I think that's what did it. That's my take on the situation. I think he's a little chapped and probably didn't want to come in, have to sit down and that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
I can only hope that's the case.
Well, if he's laying in the tanning bed... I get this picture of like a wrestler. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're big on that. If he shows up to the 109 greased down from head to toe with like baby oil.
I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, and you know I love my donuts. He will be completely shaven from head to toe to try to get a little more aerodynamic. I promise you he will do it. He will do it.
Oh, wow.
And I want you to notice it too.
Good morning, Emmy.
Pan in on it.
There's Emmy Jernigan in there with morning, us this Emmy. Morning. We will do that, but... Shave. Wow.
Yeah. He'll do it.
I'm going to tell you, I don't doubt that at all, but it's not a swim meet. It's just running.
Well,
I think you shave for swimming, right?
I don't know that you ever do it if you're a man, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well,
I think it might be an accepted practice in the swimming.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they do it because it does help you to be.
If they say so.
Well, right.
I think those creams and those needles probably have more to do with it than anything.
Probably so. JP, the coach.
I want one of those stickers, JP.
Yeah. What's going on over there, JP?
I'll put it right here.
Right on the belt.
Nice centerpiece for the drive time.
You going to put it right there do like the NWO did to the belt?
That's right.
Just paint it all up.
But JP, the coach, baby.
There you go. But, you know, talking about Sean Dietrich, I'll probably never be able to look at the Huddle House the same way again.
He has a way with words.
I'm serious.
He can draw a picture
I'm
for
serious.
You.
I'm serious.
Can he not?
Yeah. Yeah. And
oh, goodness.
I don't know that I have T-Bone. So, manscaping. But I'll say that. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Good morning, Neil Jackson.
Neil J. What's going on this morning? He does have a way with words. And like I said, if you've never listened to any of his podcasts, you need to, because some of his stories are just outstanding. Outstanding. Good morning, Mallory Stanley, Cheyenne Robinson. They're great to listen to. I think he put on a heck of a show down there Saturday night, from what I understand.
If he plugged in, he put on a heck of a show.
Yeah.
I don't think he does it any other way.
I love a band that's got somebody playing an upright bass, a fiddle player.
I like the upright bass also. You don't get that too much anymore,
but
I kind of like that also.
I love that.
Let me ask you this, and this is a question of ignorance. Is that, musically speaking, the same instrument as what you see the more traditional bass players
playing? Well, it's playing the same.
Can you play the other?
It's playing the same part. I'm not going to say that, no.
Okay. So not interchangeable.
Typically, you probably could, but that's a hard instrument to play. Any fretless instrument, guitar... You know, whatever, fiddle, any of those fretless instruments that don't have frets on the neck are extremely hard to play because you have to know where that note is. There's no fret to guide you.
So a completely different skill set in those regards.
Yes.
Okay.
You see somebody playing a fretless bass or that kind of thing, they're talented.
If he can play the stand-up, can he probably just as well play the more?
I would say that anybody who can play the stand-up bass can play... the regular four or five string bass, six string bass, what have you. I'd say yes. I don't know that somebody plays a four or five string bass could flip around and play an upright bass simply because of the fretless neck. I've never seen an upright bass with a fretless, with a fretted neck. I've never seen that.
Okay.
So, you know, but anyhow, that his band is incredible as well. Very talented people, talented guitar players. He's a talented guitar player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I like the fact that he plays a guitar that looks a lot like Willie Nelson's.
Yeah.
And sounds a lot like Willie's as well. So, but anyway, I just, you know, I did have a chance to read. If you hadn't had a chance to read it, you need to check it out. I think you'd enjoy it. Crawfish Bowl at the Groove, Saturday. Music and Mud Bugs.
That'll be a good time.
It will be a good time.
Weather's gonna cooperate, I believe. So that'll be nice.
Yeah, yeah. So boat show, Orange Beach, and
if you go to the boat show, our friends there at the market, Jason and Lisa Hart,
need to go by and see
check
them.
Check them out for sure.
That's right. Go by and see
our homies,
and check them out. See what's going on. If you're looking for eat some good crawfish, go on down to the Groove on Saturday. What time does it get kicked off, Neil J? Well, we can make sure we direct people the right way. We don't need them showing up down there at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Well, maybe it kicks off then, but we'll make sure we're doing the right way here. So, you know, I like looking at tech stuff, right? You know, tech gadgets and all this kind of stuff. Have you saw these, or have you seen these Amazon, they call them Echoes or what they're called, you know, that the little round cylinders that stand up and you can talk to them and tell them to do different things. Have you seen these things?
I guess I haven't.
3 p.m. First show at 4 p.m. Okay, good deal. Thank you, Neil J. Well, they're called Amazon Echoes, and they, if you can just, you set them over in the corner of your house, you hook it to the internet, what have you, and you tell it, you walk by it and say, Alexa, and the thing will circle, and you tell it to play whatever, and it plays it. Okay, so I had a chance to stop by my parents last night, and you know things are out of control at the James residence when Kenny has spent money on a something of that nature, because that is a not something that is very much use to him,
right?
And of course, my brother's son Emil is there. Been staying with him on his spring break, and he wants to show me how he can work this Alexa. And he goes over and tells this thing to put on a song, and he starts running around and dancing and jumping and all this kind of thing. And I was just amazed that 70 plus year old people had a technical gadget like that. Now, I do understand you had a flip phone up until a year ago.
Yes.
So I do understand that might kind of...
I'm 10 years out at least on the Echo.
Right.
At least 10 years.
Right. I mean, but I'm going to tell you something. You probably would enjoy something like that because you can put on... I mean, if you want to listen to the football game, whatever, you can tell it, and then... You can go about your business doing whatever you got to do, and you can take it with you anywhere as long as you got Wi-Fi.
And it would, like, give you the broadcast of the game that
you
requested?
Broadcast. It'll tell you the weather for today. It'll tell you what the stock market's doing. If you got home automated switches, it'll turn lights on and off for you.
I'll tell you, I can't comprehend that. Like, I cannot get wrapped around that to really understand and process.
Blade said even he knows what that is.
I do not.
Good morning, Stacy Henderson Sparks.
Jay Lull in the house as well. Good morning, Jay Lull.
Adrian Hathorne Scherer, good morning.
You know, more in my wheelhouse, I've spent a lot of time viewing and researching pastries. And I had a nice send this morning. Krispy Kreme.
There's Jay Will.
And all their brilliance. Good morning, Jay Will.
Jay Will.
And all their
Keith Hutchins. Good morning, Keith.
Now that and all their brilliance, they have come out with like a jelly bean. Krispy Kreme has come out with like a jelly bean gift box.
Books that you don't know if you'd be capable of programming that gadget.
I probably couldn't even take it out of the box. I'd be scared to death to open it, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Times are changing.
So now they make a jelly bean.
Krispy Kreme has a jelly bean gift box. And I couldn't tell. They kind of bit into one. I couldn't tell if it was like doughy, like a cake, or if it was more of a, I don't know. But it was interesting to say the least.
Yes, JoJo. Kenny James has an Alexa. Yes, he does. No doubt. And he knows how to use it. because I watched him walk over and tell it to stop doing what it was doing.
Is there any way that he can, it can't cut firewood, can it?
No, it can't cut firewood, but let me tell you something. Hazel said DJ's still using a beeper. I was just shocked because those things aren't relatively speaking, aren't cheap. I mean, not the big ones. You know, I mean, you're talking about, you know, back when they bought this thing, probably $100+, $120 or $130, $140, whatever. And let me tell you something. For that guy to spend, good morning, Larry Murphy.
Do you think he knows that he spent it? You think Mom might have brought it in under the radar, maybe?
He would know it wasn't. She used to bring things in under the radar, but he'd have to know what that was spent because he's overusing the thing.
Okay.
So I was amazed.
I just remember the story about him getting upset about when he found out how much a polo shirt cost.
That happened.
And then took inventory in the closet.
Yeah.
And had a conniption.
Oh, he did. And that's a true story. But I'm saying, like, times are changing up there. There's something going on. I don't know what's happening, really, because for him to spend what he would consider good money for a useless gadget that doesn't do anything for him, like cut firewood or save him on his water bill or save him on his electric bill. He's one of those that when they come out with those thermostats that you could first program to come on and off for a schedule. Yeah. He jumped on that in a heartbeat because he thought it was going to save him some money. Guess what? He found out that wasn't the case.
No, I'm getting hammered. It's like Team Tony's well represented in drive time this morning.
I see that. I see that they're all, good morning, Jonna Wilson. Jonna thought that, I love that yesterday. She loved the Vegas comment. you are getting hammered. I mean, J-Lo's hammering you. Hazel's hammering you. T-Bone, well, you know, I mean, I guess he's hammering you. Do you consider that being hammered?
Yeah, that's okay. It's all good. April 7th will be here before you know it.
Carries change for a payphone.
That way, Booker. I can always count on Booker.
Team DJ. Yeah, there you go. yeah, he does have a swing asking about the stock market. I can tell you that. That part has helped him a lot.
He likes to follow it pretty closely.
Oh, he follows it.
Hourly? A couple of times a day?
I would say every 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If he's not asking that thing about it, he's asking that darn iPhone about it. I can tell you that. Wheezy, Mom gained power. Maybe so. I don't know.
Yes, they are, Jonna.
Hammering you.
Get hammered.
Yeah. So, look at this. Can't get you guys inside the hospital I'm painting. 3-week job.
Thank you, Tracy. Love
wow.
You. Love Tracy.
Jay Will, well. We hate to hear that, man. He's inside a hospital painting. He can't get us. He can't pick up internet. Change phone providers,
Might
man.
Be time to take a break.
Might be time to change services.
Yeah.
Or tell that hospital to give you the Wi-Fi password. You know they got Wi-Fi. I don't know. You're in Maine. Maybe they don't.
Get you a cup of coffee and a donut and take a break.
They got plenty of lobsters up there.
Yeah, they do.
I don't guess they have many. Maybe they don't have good Wi-Fi. Yeah. Paul, back over and back across the big pond.
Here they come. Kathy Tolan in. Thank you, Kathy. Love you, too.
Yes, sir. Tracy Miller, Team DJ.
If I can just get cleared.
Well, is that something that we need to slip the doctor a note about? Say we need this to happen or what? Oh, Hazel said can't use a Cricket phone indoors.
You know, I mentioned on one of the threads last night there was some banter going back and forth on one of Burnham's ridiculous posts that he made last night. And
there's a lot of that going on last night.
My condition is very rare. My medulla oblongata is not a functioning the way it's supposed to. And a lot of people aren't familiar with that.
Can you say that again?
My medulla oblongata. There's two known cases of it that I've heard of in the past.
Wait a minute. I want to hear that one more time.
You know, the medulla oblongata.
Are you sure that's not a dish at Jalisco's? Okay, well then,
You can Google it.
Well, I'm telling you, that sounds like a dish of Jalisco's.
Yeah, there you go, Kathy. The Adam Sandler had it in The Water Boy.
He did.
And it's
he did.
It's
J Lo. Is that like a frittata?
Yes, John actually made a song about it also. It's very rare, obviously. A lot of people don't know a lot about it. And it's your heart.
T-Bone says it's called Adam Sandler disease.
It starts with a heartbreak. And it takes about 30 to 35 years for it to kick in. And the sad part about it is there is no cure. But I'm going to deal with it. I understand the road I'm going to have to travel with it. And I'm trying to fight through it. But I'll get with Dr. DeFrancisco a little closer to race time and see if he can, in his professional opinion, clear me to race.
Process it.
There you go.
You think you can get him to process that thing?
There you go.
Something needs to happen.
Yeah.
We'll get DeFran to work that out.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can do that. I mean,
there is no cure, but it can be treated. And I have good days, have bad days, but it's...
This is something akin to...
pollen does aggravate it.
Like IBS, maybe?
What's that?
Irritable bowel syndrome?
No, it has really nothing to do with the digestive tract. It's more upper respiratory is where the adverse effects come. More upper respiratory, I'd say.
I was thinking IBS because of the whole... frittata type thing. Because those things will clean that digestive tract out for you.
Yeah.
If you need it. That's what I was going with thinking, where I was going with that. DeFran, I think, can help you out, though. We'll get DeFran to come in here and sit in the driver's seat and kind of give everybody the definition of what that is.
Well, what I can't do, what I'm not going to do, is I'm not going to put myself at further risk. If I'm not cleared, if in good consciousness, DeFran can't tell me that I'm not doing any further damage. I'm gonna do what he tells me to do.
Stacy Anderson. Lung dart syndrome. There you go. That's right.
You've never heard of it, I guess. The medulla oblongata.
No, I have. I could have swore it was medulla oblongata, and maybe I'm saying it wrong.
I think they're two separate things. I think what you were saying is correct. Also,
I'm still trying to figure out which one of you, either T-Bone or you, have spelled sensei correct. You spell it with an S. He spells it with a C.
Well, I'll say this. He was on the Orioles. I was on the Twins, and I won the sixth grade spelling bee.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep, I did.
He stopped the sixth grade spelling bee.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's kind of what we're up against here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of where it is.
He did that.
He's a Cobra Kai.
Yeah, he stopped.
I think that's enough. He's a Cobra Kai.
He stopped the whole deal.
I want to shut the whole dojo down. I think Chief McGugan's done a nice job keeping those guys beat back as best he can, but I'm going to end it.
Yeah, that old foot, what was it, that old leg sweep? That was pretty rough, wasn't it?
I'm going to end it.
You're going to take care of it.
I'm taking care of that dojo. I want the Cobra Kai's run out of town for good.
Well, I mean.
Do you remember, we talked kind of going back to the sitcoms and the TV shows. Do you remember Arthur Fonzarelli in the greater metro Milwaukee area when they stood up to challenge the tyranny of the police chief, Captain Kirk, down at Arnold's?
Sure I do.
When they were kind of hard-timing Arthur Fonzarelli for wearing a leather jacket. I think they referred to him as a hood. And the community rallied around him, and in turn, they ran Captain Kirk out of town. That's what I'm going to do with the Cobra Kai's. Burnham's days are done here.
You're going to run him out of town?
Yeah, he's over.
You sure about that?
Yeah, this is our town, Burnham, and don't you forget it.
You're positive.
Good point, Mr. Maxwell. Touche. First one out.
So,
ant's a tricky word. So I spelled it A-U-N-T, and they were looking for the A-N-T.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, Kathy told him, it's confirming what I already knew. This also led to my medulla oblongata, by the way. starts with a broken heart. I'm serious. This started my Badula Alma title. Like, I'm just getting emotional. Seriously.
This was it.
Yeah. This song was closely connected to my heart getting broke, which led to this very rarefied disease. Well, can you kill the music?
I mean, if we're talking about the Cobra Kai.
Well, I know. I understand. I mean, that is crazy how that just kind of got tied together right there. But that's not a safe place for me. Wow.
Oh, man.
Are my eyes glassy?
Yeah, a little bit. Did you put a joint out in the parking lot out there before you walked in?
I'm going to tell you.
DJ, you are correct. Kathy Tolan says it is spelled with an S. T-Bone says Mitt and I will be there tomorrow. Yeah, we heard that yesterday.
We can't wait to see Mitt. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the one that started it all, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Without question.
Yeah, man. I mean, I thought forever meant something.
Well, did it not?
Evidently it didn't.
Nothing. It didn't mean anything to you at all.
It meant more to me than it did to the other person. I'll leave it like that.
You gonna leave it there?
Yep.
Well, you getting ready to jack it up?
Yeah, now. That feels a little bit better.
You getting ready to jack it up?
Drago!
Drago! We were talking about this yesterday, weren't we?
I can just throw in the damn towel.
Oh, man.
No.
I don't get y'all geeked up that much this morning. You'd be ready to do something stupid here and, like, take that belt and start fighting up in here or something. I don't know. Maybe, listen, I will say this. I did see DJ run around the dealership a couple times. He took a little break there and yesterday and said, you know why I'm taking this break? I'm gonna make a couple laps around the dealership, and he did. Wasn't even winded when you come in.
It's got a cross country feel to it.
Yeah. The Blade said he and Jersey Rick helped break your heart.
They did do that one time. They did do that.
Well, that's what we hope Mitt will do, is come perform some Elvis for us live tomorrow. So there's Charlene Raymond Wiggins, Jessica Langford, good morning to y'all. We want to see that. I want to see that. I hope we do see that. So are you listening to a lot of Survivor here lately while you're doing a lot of this training?
Yeah, it's in the playlist.
Hearts on Fire.
I had my Walkman out. I guess it was 3 days ago.
You brought the Walkman out?
Yeah.
The cassette?
Yeah.
The old school?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. Has a good playlist on it. That little Brass Monkey there towards the end when I need to push through.
That's going to put you over the edge.
Yep.
A little No Sleep to Brooklyn?
You know it.
That's good stuff. Have you got the theme song from The Lost Boys on there?
I don't think it's on there. Probably needs to be, but I don't think it's on
there. You need to put that on there. That's another great 80s movie. The Lost Boys.
Good morning, Ryan. Left my wallet at David's Catfish last night.
You're kidding me.
Ryan gave me the heads up that I'd left it. Appreciated that.
Well, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. Hey, said you was chasing your wallet, got stuck on Chip's tailgate. Well, you make sure that y'all are there, Burnham. I know what you're doing is you're giving that chap, Gluteus Maximus, some time to heal up a little bit. He said, wax on, wax off is not going to save you, DJ.
Well, I can't wait to see Mitt.
Hayes, I think Hayes is Team Burnham. It's Team T-Bone. I'm a little bit worried about that.
He's going to have his faction, and if Hayes needs to line up over there, then that's what he needs to do. I'm comfortable with my people.
Yeah.
Burnham's not from here. Burnham doesn't live here. Hayes doesn't live here. So if they all want to get together and get on the same side of that rope and start pulling, have at it.
They can do it. They can have all of it they want, is what you're saying. I mean,
you see what Ryan put on there? And now you can tell them how much was in that wallet, Ryan, when you found it.
That's probably why you got a call. That's probably exactly why you, because there wasn't nothing there to find.
Good morning, Carlos.
So, anyhow, it's been a good time.
I'm going to wind down the family reunion for today.
I think so.
It has been a lot of fun. Appreciate all of you coming in this Wednesday morning and spending some time with us. We have certainly enjoyed spending the time with you. Like and share the video as many times as you see fit.
Yes, we are going to live stream the race. I didn't mean to interrupt. Yes, we are going to live stream the race.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course. If I get medically cleared, it'll be streamed.
Yes, it will be.
Appreciate y'all spending some time with us. Like and share the video. We will see y'all in here again tomorrow morning for Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. I want to thank them for making this possible each and every day. We have a good time with you guys, and we will see y'all in the morning. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Brewton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win. Sir, the Joker.